for the second episode of Survey Says. My name is Mel. I'm a 20-year-old radio student in Sydney and the host and creator of this wonderful podcast. Joining me today to express her thoughts and her opinions along with me in speaking form, I have Emily Feschio.
Hi.
She's a part of the team creating our online zine project called Scan Me, and this podcast will feature in it.
So
welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm like sick, so I don't sound my best, but I feel good.
Fine. All that matters is the content. So that's all I'm asking for you here. So tell us a little thing about yourself and the zine we're creating.
I'm a wannabe journalist, so I guess that's probably a good place for me to start. In the zine specifically, writing fun pieces to go in it about my life, things that I know about, things that I pretend that I know about.
Relatable.
And
it's a good time.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so a little bit about the show, if you don't know, people listening, if you don't know, Emily, if you don't know. For Survey Says, I release a new survey every week with questions surrounding a different theme every time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then I get the pleasure of sharing them with you. The weekly survey is posted on my website along with the new episode, so go to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com to check it out. Next week's episode survey will be posted along with this one. I'll also post the links to my Twitter, Mel Maltby Radio, and Facebook page, which is also Mel Maltby Radio.
Keep it cohesive.
And so the questions for this episode are all, would you rather? And the survey website I used this time around was Typeform.
Ooh.
So last time it was SurveyMonkey. This time it's Typeform.
Branching out a little bit.
It is. Just a little bit. So I actually had a much wider range of responses this time with age groups and had almost double the amount of responses.
That's so exciting.
It is so exciting.
Look at you growing.
I know. I don't even know how. I think I just blasted people with it this time. I was like, do my survey.
I saw it on Facebook like 18 times.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Wait, I think I knew that. I don't know. There were so many responses. I've like forgot names. I just started writing down what people said. So for the age ranges, I'll give you a little rundown of who did the survey. So the age range, 4.9% were under 18. 61% were 18 to 24. 12.2% of respondees were 25 to 34. And 21.9% 35 plus. If you got any of that, thanks for listening. And as for gender, 58% were females and 42% were males.
That's a pretty even split, though.
It is. Interesting. I have very even friends, I guess.
Even friends.
I have a very even group of friends, both female and male. All right, now let's jump straight into the questions.
Yay.
We'll start with an intense question to get the thoughts flowing. If you were born in a new life, would you rather be alive in the past or future? I would probably choose neither, to be honest. Because if you were reborn into a new life in the past, it wasn't very good for females, you know, growing up. You know, like the whole very just close-minded. Yeah, like people aren't branching out.
Limited rights and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then in the future, we could have all disappeared by now.
Yeah, but did you have that as an option, that you could say neither?
No. So so I guess I would choose, I would be reborn, I would say past, like maybe not too far ago, like maybe like the 70s when my mum was born.
Okay.
Still progressed more than when it was like in the future.
Yeah.
In the future. In the super, future. Super past.
Like, but way back, like 40s
like, action. Like way back. But then the future could be horrible.
Yeah.
Like we could not exist in 100 years' time. The human race could be dying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be around at that time.
It's fair.
How about you? What would you choose?
Well, I know that there's not really an option to say how far back or forward you'd want to go.
Yeah,
but, like,
no.
I guess being reborn, like, in, like, ancient Egypt times could be really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, think, like, further back than, like, last 100 years could be sort of, you know, fun.
Yeah. King Tut.
Yeah.
Be his best mate.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get on that, you know? Like, Cleopatra, we'll be best friends.
Yes, true. I could take over Taylor Swift before Taylor Swift even exists.
You could be Taylor Swift.
I could be in an alternate universe, I'm Taylor Swift.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so the responses to this one were actually quite powerful and meaningful, and there were so many good ones, but these were my favourite answers. Ain't nobody got time to be a repressed woman with no basic human rights, sis.
That's tea.
That's the tea. So yeah, that's for the future. An answer for the past was, I don't know what the future has installed for me. So that alone is an adventure that's going to happen regardless. But the past has taught me so much and taken so much away from me. I could get another chance at being a better person and being close to those I've lost one more time. So that's sweet.
The last part's nice, but I guess being a better person, you can try to do that from today. You don't have to go back in time to be a better person.
Another thing for the future, living conditions always get better with time. Plus, so does societal progression. I don't want to live in a more racially segregated and heteronormative world. So.
Woke.
And then another past response is, it's intriguing, and I think I would gather a great level of respect and understanding for my ancestors. In particular, I would go to the 1920s. It just seems so influential and fun, despite the following 30 years.
Nice and specific. Once again, very true.
Everyone's got their own. Everybody has their own opinions. So, interestingly enough, when I went through these results, I had a little geese and did a little tally. And males mostly chose the past and females mostly chose the future.
Wow.
So, I'll get a little bit political now.
It's because they wouldn't have had as much of a problem going back in the past.
Precisely. Like, the past was so great for men and horrible for women.
Yeah.
It was so unequal. And now and in the future, everything is progressing and we're moving forward. But then other answers had to do with, if you live in the future, there'll be medicine to live longer. But if you go back and have some kind of sense of what's going on in the future, aka our present, then you can prevent the problems we have now.
Yeah.
You know?
There's also preventative actions that people can take right now. So I've never gotten the whole, like, let's go back in time and fix the world.
It's like, well, we've only got now.
Put in the work now.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have so many water bottles at home, I really need to get rid of them. But step one is buying a reusable water bottle. So that's on my list of things to
get
do.
A metal straw. I have like six.
Oh my God, I need a I know, I just don't use straws.
Yeah.
I just do that.
Metal straws are great though. You should invest.
I will.
They have them at Kmart.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I love Kmart. So here is the answer of what the winner was. Insert drum roll sound effect in post-production. 53.7% of people picked the past.
It's so split.
Yeah, and so 46.3% chose the future.
Wow.
So it's almost the same. But yeah, majority of people would rather go back.
Okay.
So.
Well, I said back, so I guess.
Did I? I did. Yeah, no, I did too. Yeah, I said like 1970s kind of thing. Experience the music and whatnot. Moving on. Would you rather have Baby Shark or the Guacamole song on repeat forever? Do you know the Guacamole song?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Guacamole. Guacamole. And then, you know, Baby Shark. Everyone knows Baby Shark.
Mel did just do the Guacamole song dance
in the
studio.
I did everything.
I just thought that was relevant information.
It's very relevant information. Thank you for letting them know. I would personally choose, honestly, neither. But, I mean, the Guacamole song is a bit boring. Yeah. Like, it's a very long song, and Baby Shark is a bit of fun, bit of fun. So I would probably pick the Baby Shark song.
Yeah. Guacamole song was a little bit obscure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit. So let's jump into some answers for why people chose Baby Shark.
Let's do it.
So just listen to the guac song for the first time, and what the heck? Baby Shark definitely has a kicker of a beat to it. My mom says, is this really a question? Neither.
That person's mom has a very good point.
That's my mom.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
she has
mom.
A point.
Kaza.
I thought you said someone's mom.
No, me mom.
Well, there you go. She has
a
good
point. It's her birthday today, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
On the day we're recording.
Kaza?
Kaza.
Is that what you just
Karen.
Said? Happy birthday,
Illy
Karen.
Mom. And then our mate Bailey, who goes to TAFE with us, says, Baby Shark is a bop. And then the Guacamole song. We've got Michelle says, avocados till I die. One of my mum's friends went to her hen's party with me, says, I haven't heard the Guacamole song before and I now know to avoid it. Baby Shark, .. Great, I'm trying to get to sleep. We've also got Lesser of Two Evils and Can't Stand Baby Shark.
That's very valid.
Yeah. Can't Stand Baby Shark. Can relate.
Was that like the clap emojis?
Yeah, no, it was. It was exactly that. That's what the answer was. In the end, the answer was almost 50-50. The guacamole song has one more vote than Baby Shark. Yeah.
I kind of thought Baby Shark would have won.
Well, see, Baby Shark is really irritating and really annoying. And
so is the guacamole song.
This is true. We could talk about this for hours.
The guacamole song has a bit more diversity. It's got like 8,000 verses.
It's got the peel the banana and then
there's like so much of it.
The sauce or something. The sauce. The ketchup.
Yeah.
The ketchup. There we go.
Yeah, more diversity, I guess.
That's true. All right, moving on to question number 4. Would you rather be able to fly or be completely invisible for a day?
This has some logistics attached. Because flying, is it just like you sprout wings? Are they like airplane
You'd be
wings,
like Superman.
Wings?
You'd be Superman for a day.
Superman is so boring, though.
This is true.
Maybe I'd be invisible. I can go places I've always wanted to.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. I'd rather be invisible.
I feel the same. That's what as I was writing out this question for my survey, I was like, I'd definitely be invisible.
Yeah.
Like flying could be scary. You could bump into planes. You could bump into birds.
A bird could poop on you from close up. That would suck.
That would suck. So here are some answers as to why people would fly. Rebecca says, I love the idea of being invisible, but I couldn't handle it just for one day. There's too much I'd want to do. It would make so many things possible to do in just one day. Plus, I have family overseas, so I'd love the chance to fly straight over to visit them.
Yeah, but it's not teleportation, so it'd still take you a while to get there.
Oh, that's true. So if you were going to America, it would take like 12 hours to fly.
Like, I'd say you probably wouldn't be as quick as a plane.
Oh, no, because then you'd like die.
Yeah.
You'd be able to
breathe.
Also
have to stop for a while.
Yeah.
Or do you fly really low? Like, see, it's just
valid
invisible
point.
Is my answer.
Well, see,
still.
There are also some logistics with being invisible. Gotta be naked if I want to be truly invisible, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you know when you're going to be visible again, it's like it's fine. No one
knows.
Yeah,
so just pop into a room and get dressed as you become visible again.
Yeah, because if it's like 24 hours solid.
Mm.
But also, what if you're flying and your 24 hours runs out and you just drop to the ground? Do you plummet to your death? What if you're over an ocean?
Got to think these things through, people. Well,
I'm so literal about these things. I can't do these questions.
We need another opinion in here. All right, so here are the people who would rather be invisible. My brother, Christian, he's a very gay man. He says, hot men, full stop. That's it. That's all he says. And
that's
then,
questionable.
Well, you're going to just have a little snoopy snoop. Like Michelle says, so I can snoop, hee. Can relate.
So people just want to be like pervy when they're invisible.
I mean, same.
Okay, that's fair.
And then another one is, I don't really think snooping around people would really excite me. I would see the world and experience sensations that I will never experience otherwise if I fly.
Okay, fair.
Which is very thought out.
Sneak into like a zoo
statement.
Or something and pat a tiger.
Exactly. Oh my God, true. Let's go pat a tiger.
The tiger couldn't catch you though. Where would you be?
I don't know.
If you were invisible, the tiger wouldn't be able to catch you.
Oh my God. Would you be able to touch things if you're invisible?
I don't know. Would you?
I don't know.
Well, we said you wouldn't be able to go through walls. You'd be...
Would you be able to go through walls?
No, because you'd just be invisible as yourself. You wouldn't be like a ghost.
Like Harry Potter and the invisibility cloak.
Yeah, he can't
go
through walls, can he?
No,
can he?
No. He's just invisible to the eye.
Yeah, because he has to go through the door and he leaves
so
the
he'd
door.
So he'd be able to pick,
stuff.
Yeah. Other answer is, oofed, the things I could find out if I was invisible.
Pervy.
Snooping, more snooping. And the thought of flying makes me feel ill, but invisibility would be amazing to avoid talking to people I don't want to.
Yeah, there are things that you can do when you're invisible that you couldn't do any other way.
Yes.
But, like, you could just get somebody and fly somewhere on a plane.
Yeah.
You know?
You can do
that. Experience can be replicated.
Yeah.
Get
and
it on an air
being invisible,
balloon,
there is no way you can...
There's nothing else like that.
Absolutely not. Well, see, you and I both think we'd be invisible, right?
Yeah.
Well, the majority vote is 56.1% of people would rather fly.
Good for them.
Good. We'll be here being invisible. And
it's
then
like, I'll knock you out of the sky while I'm invisible.
Oh my God, that would be fun. Oh, I
you
wish
could
this...
mess with people so hard.
Like so much. So many pranks. April Fool's Day was yesterday.
April Fool's Day could be your whole life.
Oh, every April
every
1st.
Every day could be April Fool's Day. Oh, if I could pick a day to be invisible, it would be
April
Fool's 1st.
Day. Oh my God.
All right.
So the remainder, 43.9% would rather be invisible. So that's us.
They're all perverts.
Yes, we are. All right, moving on. Would you rather find true love or find $5 million? I would rather find true love. Ooh.
This is such a hard one for me, and I know that that's so morally weird for it to be like a difficult one. Yeah. But like $5 million is like a lot of money.
It's actually like could that's set you like up.
Live for the rest of your life, never have to work, travel, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, no, sort exactly. Of situation. But then at the same time,
but like, is the question you'll never find love or just never like a true love?
Yeah, like there's a switch. The gods would say, cannot find true love if you pick the $5 million. But if you do, it's like, you got a yes. And then at some point in your life, you will find true love.
Fuck it.
Like, naturally. You know?
No. I'm going to go for the millions.
All right. Well, let's hear what people had to say about finding true love. People who would rather find true love than $5 million.
Nerds.
We've got nerds. No, we feel. We have hearts.
I don't.
All right, so we've got, because with love comes happiness and you can't put a price on that.
$5 million is a good price, though.
Shh, let me finish. And then, let me tell you, I am over this sad, lonely girl life. Someone else says, this is a political question and I'm only saying love because I feel compelled to. Yes, you can buy love. How interesting.
Ooh.
What a different perspective.
Ooh.
And then my friend Lauren says, and hope that he's rich. Kidding, but money can't buy happiness. And then, having found this in my lifetime, I feel that anyone who chooses a monetary benefit over the emotional bond of a partner is either in denial or has to reassess their values.
Ooh.
How do you feel about that?
Well, as Ariana Grande said in Seven Rings, whoever said money can't solve your problems mustn't have had enough money to solve them.
Ooh.
So maybe money can buy happiness.
Oh, she went there. All right, well, here are some people who believe that money can find happiness. I already found my true love. Now just need some money. And then my little cousin Ryan, he's 16, says, to me, money is more important than love.
Oh, my God.
Of course you would think that. You're 16. He's got a girlfriend, though. And then here's just a few answers. I would buy lots of dogs and not need true love, money to pay off my debts and be the single cat lady. I'll be able to buy lots of cats. Cash money, y'all. And get the house of my dreams and not have to work. Freeze up my time to find true love. But then if I put it in the way that we were talking about it before,
that
you would never find true love otherwise.
But, I mean, you can surround yourself with other people,
That's true. You don't need no man.
There's people.
Or no lady.
Or non-binary significant other.
Exactly. you don't need, something that I've learned recently is that you don't need someone else to be happy.
If you've got a solid group of friends, maybe solid family, whatever you have, you know, that can make you happy enough.
Exactly.
Enough.
And yourself.
Yeah, love yourself.
Self-love.
Good singing.
I love that. Let's go to the final answer. 53.7% would rather find true love. So majority of people who did this quiz survey would rather find true love than $5 million.
Don't look at me like that.
No, this is just facts. That
is some shame.
This is the truth.
You're everyone who picked the other option is cold-hearted.
Basically. You said it, not me. That came out of your mouth.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, now to my favourite question and the last question. Would you rather... And there were some pictures that went along with this one in the survey. I'll post them along with this so you can look at it and pick for yourself.
They're interesting.
Would you rather be a reverse centaur or reverse mermaid?
This is the worst question.
It's the worst question because it's one of those ones that you wouldn't want to be either.
Because, imagine a fish head scaled up to the size of your body.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
But
in their
no
face.
One wants a half a horse as a head.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, no.
I
don't like fish, but then I could breathe underwater.
See, I'm allergic to fish.
Fair. Oh, my God, would your whole body just
swell
up?
Would I swell? I don't know.
Maybe you wouldn't be anymore. You wouldn't be allergic to fish anymore because you would be a fish.
I'd be a fish. I think I still might go for horse because what are the logistics of breathing when you have a fish head?
You would have to be underwater, I guess. But then you also have lungs.
But you've also got, human legs, and human legs suck for being a fish.
Swimming, yeah, that's true.
I think I'm going to go for horse, even if
I
have forearms.
I think I'm going to go with you on that one. I'm going to go horse. But then, like, would you rather be a centaur or a mermaid?
Mermaid.
Yeah, same. Yeah. All right, yeah, cool. All right, so here are some answers for reverse centaur. More limbs to hit people with.
Oh, wow, true.
Could run fast as heck. Just love to horse around.
Wait, run fast as heck. Yeah. I don't think they realize that you still have human legs.
Yeah, well.
Would you just run on your front end?
You would. Because you'd have arms plus legs plus the two horse arms. You would look a little bit discombobulated.
You would not be able to run quick. You'd be so top heavy, you'd fall over. But okay. Anyway, respect your
anyway,
decision.
Anyway, continue. Someone else says, I don't like fish. Same.
Yeah,
relatable.
Fair.
WTF are these questions?
Yeah, someone that's what says. I said.
And, oh, was that yours?
Yeah, I
probably.
Think so.
And horses are more aesthetically pleasing. If you believe. Well, I mean, true, not wrong.
Yeah, fish are really nasty.
But that's not completely a reason to choose.
Yeah, she's like, I just want to be cute.
I want to be cute. I want to take all the selfies.
I'm going to be adorable as a half horse.
We love that for you.
Okay, anyway.
And then we'll go to reverse mermaid. Mermaids are more elegant, but you'd be a reverse mermaid.
You'd have a big fish head.
Wait. I hate horses so much, says someone else.
Yeah.
Such an odd question, but I am not the biggest fan of the taste of hay, so I'd have to go the reverse mermaid. Fair enough.
That's a question.
That's a different thought process in itself. Someone else says, can stay underwater longer, which is true. You'd be able to swim with everybody else.
How much is it really going to affect your life, not being able to be underwater
Yeah, like
for
you wouldn't have
long.
A life. But you wouldn't have a life either way because then you'd be a horse head.
I'd be friends with someone with a horse head.
Really?
No.
I don't think so.
I wanted to be inclusive, but I just don't think I could do it.
Sorry. Illy to all the half horse people.
I don't think that's a thing, Mel.
Well, okay.
Because really it's just a horse with human legs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And the final answer that I found for reverse mermaid was, I like the water and my head would be too heavy to carry around. So.
Sure.
Fair. I mean, I think boats would be massive.
Boats would be
fish,
real heavy.
Massive horse.
Just imagine though, giant fish eye looking at you.
Oi.
From the side.
Oi. Well, that's why 61% of people would rather be reverse centaur.
I still don't want to be either.
But yeah, majority of people would rather be half horse.
Okay.
Like,
fair.
Yeah. And so that leaves
stay remainder. Land creatures.
Sorry?
Remain as
remain
land creatures.
We don't like... someone also said... Oh, I didn't put it in here. Too many sharks. You'd probably be eaten.
Yeah, but also...
Because you have legs. So they'd be like, oh my God, what are those legs? I like... You know what I
Yuck.
Mean?
That was so gross.
Alrighty, well, that is it for Survey Says Would You Rather this week. Since last episode, I got a couple of reviews on Facebook and iTunes. So
cute.
So thanks for the positive comments, guys. I actually forgot to mention in the last one that there will be a new show every 2 weeks on Wednesdays. The next theme will be popular debate topics. So if you really like sharing your opinion, be sure to participate in this one. Don't forget to follow my blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. I've posted the new survey along with this episode. If you could, please fill it out. Your answers are greatly appreciated. There will also be links to my Twitter, Mel Maltby Radio, and Facebook page, which is also Mel Maltby Radio. Where can people find you, Emily?
All my social media is mVescio, so like E-M, and then Vescio, V-E-S-C-I-O.
Yes, you want to spell that one out.
Yeah, so that's me on everything.
Yeah, and also check out the Scan Me updates.
Yeah, scanmezine.wordpress.com.
Correct.
Is that?
Yep, links will be on my WordPress.
They'll be around.
They'll be everywhere. If you
Make
follow,
sure you look at us.
Yeah, look, if you're listening to this podcast, you follow me somewhere, so the links will be somewhere on somewhere that you found this link. So thanks again for listening. Talk to you in a couple weeks. Bye.
Bye.